Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Mo Drabowski. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is hit by the pitch. Charles moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Charles scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Colavito scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. Hauser moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to second. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to third. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bryan hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0-for-1 in the game. Aluzik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-0 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Charles steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Hauser reaches third base with a triple. Donovan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Athletics. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Dan Pfister now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Romano. The throw from Brian and he is out, Causey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brian strikes out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 2 in the game. Alozic hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Donovan strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davalillo bunts towards the mound. Pfister juggles the ball. That's an error on Pfister. Hauser goes all the way around to score. Davalillo moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Romano is walked intentionally. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Romano moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Billy Moran pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Jose Santiago now pitching. Tito Francona pinch hits for Billy Moran. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Bob Chance now playing first base. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Colavito moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Colavito moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bryan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull pinch runs for Billy Bryan. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-3 in the game. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Doc Edwards now catching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Donovan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Donovan. Green moves to second. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a line drive into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Green scores. Causey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Houser strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-4 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-4 in the game. Alozic is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for John Romano. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.